Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
This is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're 29 days away before the NFL Draft, May 8th, and one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the Texas standout defensive back, Carrington Bynum, kind enough to join us here on the C2P show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Carrington, welcome to the show. We appreciate your time. Can you believe your time as a Longhorn's come and gone, and now you're preparing to get yourself into the National Football League? Carrington? Can you hear me? We have him in queue. Let me bring him back in here. Let's see. Carrington, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you get? I wanted to know. You know, your time at Texas has come and gone. I mean, what's it like knowing that you know May 8th is right around the corner, and you're going to be in the NFL?
It's been exceptionally fast 4 years for me. You know, colleges came and gone so fast, and you know now I'm preparing for the draft. Now it's kind of a surreal experience for me.
And I mean right from the get go. You didn't redshirt. 2010, you come in and you're full board. I mean, you see action. Talk a little bit about making that leap from high school and then playing, you know, at Texas and contributing at such a young age.
You know, it was a great spot that I came into. You know, the year I came in, we had three guys that ended up leaving my freshman year. So right away, I knew that I was going to have to come in and make an impact. You know, my sophomore year was very productive for me, and I came in and just did what I had to do. And I knew I was going to get, you know, a lot of action that way, you know, me being my first year starter. But I think I handled it real well. So kind of projected me for the next 3 years.
Yeah, and the rest is history. And like I said, 51 starts, just a fantastic career, and like I say, especially at the program. Really, really have to be productive and talented to do what you do, to do where you did it. So talk about, growing up, football, your favorite sport. You're 10 years old, you're in the backyard with your buddies or whatnot. What's your favorite thing to do athletically?
You know, football was, I started at a young age, like you said, and I played a couple of sports. I played football and basketball, kind of did the track thing when I was younger. But football has kind of been the first love for me. It's always been where my heart's been. So, it's exciting to finally be in the situation I am now.
Is it weird being this close? Not many people get to experience the last few months and all the things that you're going through. Just share, I guess, with the listeners what these – you know, since the season's ended, I'm sure you've been working out, getting ready for pro days and workouts and all the things that come with this. Just talk a little bit about that. I believe you're down at the East West Shrine Game. You know, like I said, all the accolades as well.
Yes, sir. I've been doing quite a few things. I went off to Arizona and trained, for my pro day and things like that. I was at the East West Shrine Game, so I've got a little bit of playing after our bowl game. But for me, it's been just mostly working out, pretty much getting ready for pro day. And then now it's just kind of, sitting back and waiting. So, like you said, I'm trying to enjoy the opportunity and kind of just live in the moment right now.
Yeah, it's a good moment to be in. Once again, Carrington Bynum, the standout from Texas, kind enough to join us here on the C2P show. If you missed any of this interview in its entirety, you can log on to collegetopro.com, find this interview in its draft bio. You can also check out the free podcast at iTunes and, again, at blogtalkradio.com. I ask all the guys this question. If we throw you out there on Sundays, you're on your own island, as they like to say with defensive backs. Is there a guy in the league that you may resemble or just a guy that you kind of like to pattern yourself after?
Definitely coming out of Texas, we've had a lot of guys come through there, and, I definitely growing up, and what even inspired me to come to the program was, you know, the talent we had there. And, you know, we've had guys, A.J. Williams and Michael Huff, and guys that may have played a little bit different position but kind of came out sort of like me. And then I definitely look up to all those guys that came out of Texas. I think those are the guys I definitely look up to and definitely hope to play like.
Definitely. And what are scouts going to love about you? I mean, it's not that they don't know about you yet, because, I mean, we're so far into this and you're so close. But, I mean, what are the things, I guess, in your own words, what are the things that are going to pop on film when they start breaking you down? What do you think those qualities of your game they're going to fall in love with?
They're going to fall in love with the quickness. They're going to fall in love with competitive nature that I have. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, I leave it all on the field. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people say that. But the coaches are going to give my full effort. And, you know, I play a lot bigger than I feel, than I may look at times. But I think that's definitely the biggest thing I have going for me.
Nice, nice. And what goes unnoticed? Could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the defense you ran at Texas where you didn't, you know, you weren't able to showcase certain skills. I mean, this is your opportunity to tell all these scouts, hey, you didn't get to see me do this. You don't know I do this, but, man, I do this pretty good, and it's something you should know about.
We definitely ran a lot more in college. We ran a lot more cover three, a lot of different types of things. But I think I'm more of a press-type person, more of a physical nature. I like to get my hands on people. I like to reroute receivers and things like that. And that's some of the things that we weren't able to do a lot in college, playing, you know, basic cover threes and matching up in zones and things like that. So I definitely think that's one of my strengths that, you know, I have going into the next level.
Definitely. And the East-West Shrine Game, I mean, any extra invites that a collegiate guy can get through this process is, I think, a priceless opportunity. And being down there in St. Petersburg for that week, I mean, talk a little bit about, I mean, the experience at the Shriners Hospital. I know most players walk away with that as a big plus. And then obviously you get to spend a week, you know, with us seeing some of the top prospects, you know, like yourself in the nation. Just share with the listeners what that East-West Shrine Game experience was like.
It was a huge moment for me. You know, like you said, we went to the Shriners Hospital, and be around the kids and everything and being around all the guys, it's kind of the feeling was, you know, joyous, and everybody was having a good time there. And then just going out and being able to compete with those guys, you know, for those 3 or 4 days we had, you know, it was great for me. And I think that, you know, any opportunity we got extra to play was, you know, was good. And to kind of measure myself up against, you know, other guys that are going into this draft was a really kind of a eye-opening experience for me.
Definitely. And it's a great opportunity. And, I know when I cover the game, it's very hard for me, Carrington, to get in the mood for work because I'm so close to the beach. I mean, literally being at the resort, it's hard to, you know, if I wasn't with the people that I worked with, I would just go down there and get fired. I'm telling you, I would just go down there and just lay on the beach all day. It's very difficult for me to kind of get in the mood, especially being in Ohio. I mean, you're breaking out of the winter. You're going down to the sand and the beach. You know, I'm leaving snow and cold, so it's like I said, it's a difficult transition, but nonetheless one of the fun ones. Like we talked about what you bring to the table, and you know, and what I mean, and those qualities, I mean, scouts, teams, have you talked with any teams? I mean, have they gave you any feedback on what they like about you, or have you, or anything of that nature?
I've been here a little bit, you know, kind of just you know, through my agents and other people like that. And you know, it's kind of, there are some things that I need to work on, and especially my size is one of those. Like I said, I think I play bigger than I look, but, I definitely think me putting on weight and getting size a little more bulk to me will, definitely help, as far as, positioning or just wherever. You know, you don't really know until draft day. So I'm not really worried about, you know, what they're saying about positioning or where I may go and things like that right now.
Nice, nice. How about May 8th, that weekend of May 8th? I mean, family and friends, a get-together, or do you just kind of want to isolate yourself somewhere where nobody can find you? I mean, what are your thoughts as this day quickly approaches?
No, I'll definitely be, and I'll be back in my hometown of Lufkin, watching it with the family and some friends, and definitely just enjoying it. definitely enjoying it.
Excellent. And I'm sure plenty of different agencies called throughout the last year or so wanting to represent you, and you signed with Perennial. I mean, how did you know this was going to be the best fit for you moving forward?
Those guys at Perennial are just genuine guys. They're going to, be straightforward with you, and they're going to do all they can to help you enjoy the process and help you to their best ability to get into the process. So, they've definitely helped me a lot, and, I knew it was going to be them from a jump. I kind of made them wait a little bit, but, they were definitely my first choice.
Definitely, and a great group of guys. And it's, for me, on my what I do, Carrington, it's kind of fun. Like, you work with different agencies, and some agencies you just kind of it seems like a year in out. Like, some of the players that you're very excited about or high on, those are the guys that they have, and it kind of like Perennial. All when I get their client list, it's kind of like, oh, I love this kid. I'm like, oh, they got Bynum. Like, Bynum's a good kid. You know what I mean? You kind of start going down the list, and obviously get you guys on the show, which, kind of helps everything, too, is, really get your perspective of, you get to see the film of you, and then, get to talk to you and find out, how you come across and what you bring to the table. I think it's always an enlightening experience for all parties involved. Before we let you go, though, we'd like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take the shot with some of those?
All righty, go ahead.
All right, now, most guys, this is probably their favorite question for the show. If you could take out any female celebrity, which female celebrity are you taking out for a bite to eat?
Wow. I haven't really put too much thought into that one. But let's see. I would definitely say Skylar Diggins Skylar
Diggins. Basketball.
I would probably, basketball.
Yeah, she's actually, she could be one of the newcomers of 2014 on the show. Prior to that, no Skylar Diggins, but definitely a name that comes up a lot now, a lot. So she's definitely kind of finding herself in the envy of a lot of eyes. Professions, are we more likely to see you on the male runway styling some clothes as a model, or are we more inclined to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a band?
I would definitely say the modeling. I'm not much of a singer, so I couldn't do that. So we'll go with the modeling.
Nice. Now, do you try to look pretty sharp when you go out, or just the answer to the question or kind of thing?
That's just to kind of answer the question. I'm more of a just a sweatpants and T-shirt kind of guy. I like to, nice. Like to be comfortable.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong about being comfortable with a man. And then the final question, take us inside the Longhorns locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname, and how'd they get that nickname?
Well, we're talking about nicknames. Let's see. Let's just go with mine. Guys in the locker room, they called me Larry. I have no idea why, but they one day they just told me that I look like a Larry, and from then on, three years going, I was called Larry for 3 years. So not really bizarre, but that's just kind of some long.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's excellent. And we kind of sent out tweets throughout the day, and this one I thought was a good tweet. And we'll ask it. What was it like, kind of being in Texas, and then just having the rumor mills of that Nick Saban was going to come there as a player, kind of how do you guys take on that? Even though you know you were leaving, but, like I said, what's the persona? You're kind of going through your business, and you probably watch ESPN and whatnot, and you see, hey, rumor mills that Nick Saban could be coming.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that, I had a great 4 years, and we loved Coach Brown. So, we definitely enjoyed having him around. But, Texas is a elite program, and they wanted to get it back to, contingency and play for championships each year. And so, them to kind of, say they're going to go out and try to get the best coach there is in college football, or one of the best coaches in college football, wasn't really a shock for us. We got Coach Strong, so we got a good pick, and I think he's going to do a marvelous job here at Texas, so it'll be good.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, Carrington, God bless you moving forward. I can't wait to find out where you land. Like I said, dude, productive, durability. I mean, you bring so many great intangibles to the game. And like I said, I'm excited to see you at the next level. But, hey, again, just safe travels on your visits, workouts, whatever you got upcoming. And like I said, best of luck on May 8th.
All right, thank you, and thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Carrington Bynum, the standout from the Texas Longhorns, a defensive back that has been a contributor to that team since he was a freshman. And let's not say, you know, this isn't D2 football, this kid's coming in and kind of establishing himself. 51 games, 39 career starts, 39 consecutive starts. Like I said, it just kind of shows you how durable and how, like, you know, just the intangibles. East-West Shrine invite as well. And like I said, we were down there, and I could go back if I grab my notes. I know there's plenty of times I had a little positive note about Carrington and the things he did down there as well. So, again, this is a kid. If you missed any of this interview, I really suggest you go back and listen to it, and you definitely want to check out his full bio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.